And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what?
Good morning.
It is.
I have a two-part question. I want to create $1 million, and I want to do it in a reasonable time period.
Well, reasonable is up to you in every regard.
I understand the process. What's the benefit of holding an emotion that doesn't feel as good as it felt when you thought it the first time? Meaning, someone could tell a joke, but after a while, it's not funny anymore. So if I choose a certain emotion and I'm trying to focus on working my way up the emotional scale and I'm holding on to this thought, but it doesn't feel like it once felt, it doesn't seem like I'm moving like I should be moving downstream.
It's a brilliant question. You're not moving. Now, we want to go back to the precision of your question because there's such power in the question and answer. So what matters is the vibrational relationship between you and you. You understand what we mean by that? In other words, life causes you to become more, you close that gap. Life causes you to become more, you close that gap. Life causes you to become more, you close that gap. So when you've had the experience of that rocket going off and you've come into vibrational alignment with it, now you're standing in a new place, launching more rockets. What you've just said with your question is, we cannot stand still. So now go back to the precision of your question. Say it if you can in the same way you said it before. What's the value of regurgitating an emotion that at one time felt great to me, but now should I try to maintain that emotion? And the answer is, you cannot maintain that exact vantage point because life keeps causing you to expand further. And here's the answer that we really want you to hear. Your emotions are always and only about the vibrational relationship between you and you. And you just keep shifting and shifting and shifting and shifting. In other words, let's say at one time it was you and you, now it's 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 you and you. See what we're getting at?
I do. However, if the thought creates the emotion.
Yes.
I guess more specifically what I'm saying is, if I'm thinking that same thought that is creating that emotion, and I think that same thought again, and it doesn't create that same emotion, I'm running out of thoughts to think on that subject.
But you see, let's get this basis nailed down first, and then we'll play and figure out what to do about the shifting of emotion. But here's the thing we really want you to hear is that you can't think the same thought. You can't think the same thought. In other words, you can't think the same thought because once you've thought a thought, you've set up a new vibrational relationship that is calling you to a new place. And so the reason, give us an example.
Okay. I feel good about